AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department faces a deadline today to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender known for his connections to powerful figures, including Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Eric Tucker.
What's really interesting is the backstory here. In July, the FBI and Justice Department issued a statement saying they would not be releasing any additional records from the Epstein files. And in fact, President Trump had signaled that he supported that decision. But amid growing pressure from the public and including members of his base, Congress passed a law that required the department to release these records, and Trump wound up signing that into law.
Epstein killed himself in jail in 2019. The Justice Department hasn't said exactly when during the day it intends to make the records public. President Vladimir Putin is emphasizing Moscow's troops are advancing across the battlefield in Ukraine and is voicing confidence the Kremlin can achieve its goals militarily if Kyiv doesn't agree to Russia's conditions in peace talks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says President Trump is putting a lot of effort into this.
What we're trying to figure out here is what can Ukraine live with and what can Russia live with? Sort of identify what both sides' positions are and see if we can sort of drive them towards each other to some agreement.
Meantime, the leaders of Ukraine and Poland met today.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky tells the media, "Fast today, this is an important victory, and these 90 billion euros are very difficult for us without them. The fact that European leaders have found such a format, the fact that our team worked immediately with Europe on a positive solution, for us, this is strengthening. This is a signal to the Russians that there's no point in them continuing to fight." Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky has emphasized that Moscow's troops are advancing and is confident the Kremlin will achieve its goals militarily if Kyiv doesn't agree to Russia's conditions in peace talks. I'm Charles Diladesma.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as AI companies like NVIDIA turn higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is still down slightly for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 287 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. Winnebago Industries jumped 9%. Winnebago turned in profits and revenue that easily beat forecasts. Japanese stocks rose after the Bank of Japan raised its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 30 years. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.14%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Singapore's government announced scammers will face mandatory caning of up to 24 strokes starting December 30th. The change, passed by Parliament last month, aims to deter surging fraud cases. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.